Let's start then, shall we, with the news that the government announced this week that it wants to find out how happy we are. It's going to cost them £2 million to do it. They want to monitor not just how the economy is growing, but how people's lives are improving as well. Well, here's the Prime Minister, David Cameron, defending the costly public consultation.
From April next year, we'll start measuring our progress as a country, not just by how our economy is growing, but by how our lives are improving. Not by, just by our standard of living, but by our quality of life. Now, I think this is something that is important to our goal of trying to create a more family-friendly country. The point is that all of life can't be measured on a balance sheet. And no one put it better than Robert Kennedy more than 40 years ago in a fantastic speech. He said that GDP, and I quote, does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education, or the joy of their play. It measures neither our wisdom nor our learning, neither our compassion nor our devotion to our country. It measures everything, in short, except that which makes life worthwhile.
David Cameron. Well, the independent think tank, the Relationships Foundation, says getting relationships right is arguably the most important agenda in public policy. John Ashcroft is the Director of Research there. He joins me now. Very good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
What about the cost of all this, then? Is spending £2 million in a recession an effective way of measuring happiness and well-being?
I think if it means that the billions of government spending are used to better effect, then yes. It's important that as a nation we've got a clear idea of what we mean by progress, of where we want, how we want to develop as a nation. And I think the banking crisis has shown that if we don't pursue growth in the right way, we can end up in a very costly mess. So good measures of progress that check that the government is delivering on what's really important to us, I think, are worthwhile.
What's the Relationships Foundation take on all this? What do you think contributes most significantly to people's well-being and happiness?
Well, certainly all the academic evidence is very clear that social connections, family, friendship, neighbours are among the most important contributors to our well-being. So what we're interested in is how government policy creates an environment that, you know, supports and protects those relationships rather than sort of hindering them or undermining them.
I mean, certainly one of our listeners this morning was saying that for him it's a sense of sort of having time with friends, a contented feeling of being together, talks about his relationship with his wife as well. Mm-hmm. I guess those personal relationships are very important to people, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yes, and studies of older people have shown that loneliness and isolation among older people is the most effective predictor of their well-being.
What about other aspects to all of this? I mean, what about the faith element? Because we've heard on this programme before about people of faith supposedly being happier than people who don't believe. Do you think that's true?
It's certainly true. I mean, Lord Layard, who's been one of the government advisers, I mean, he wrote a book on happiness and looked at some of the data from the World Value Survey, which is a global study. They found that when people said no to the question, is God important in your life, that had a bigger impact on their happiness than, for example, a one-third drop in their household income. So it's a big and significant variable.
What's David Cameron going to do with these results?
Well, firstly, he'll publish them.